Number one podcast for any consultant. Innovative business ideas from the world to your ears.
Okay, let me give you a few interesting scenarios, because as a consultant, you may really be able to associate with this, and then I'll explain to you what money and honey have in common. So let's say you want more hot leads and you want more clients and more sales for your business, and because of that, you're driving a certain level of effectivity. You want to be out there, you want to be meeting new people, you're mingling with new people. Maybe your strategy is to go to these business networking meetings, you pitch up, everyone say hello, smile at each other, you pitch your business to people, sit down, maybe have a scone and a coffee, really like some of the people you meet, see a lot of potential clients, and ultimately you leave. And then just after this business network meeting, what happens is nothing. So you don't hear from these people, you maybe send a few follow-ups to them, they're not really interested, and you decide from there on to go to the next business meeting. And again, you do the same. You pitch up at the business networking meeting. You pitch your consulting business and solution and services. You meet great, amazing people. All of them can be potential clients. You have your cake and your tea, and you leave the business networking meeting, and again, nothing happens. So maybe a few follow-ups, maybe a hello here and there, but nothing comes from it. Or maybe you decide to go to a business event. Maybe you go and attend one of these business events that help you to build onto your business. Maybe you're at a business breakfast. Again, you sit with people, you sit at their table, you maybe even work on each other's businesses at the table. You like each other, you maybe spend the weekend together, you exchange business cards, you go at the end of the weekend, you say, oh, it was absolutely fantastic. But again, after the business event or the business breakfast or whatever, you think of these people a few times. Some of them, again, could have been potential clients, but nothing happened. We host many of these business events. We host quantum business schools and marketing and sales events and all of that. And we are quite a lot of times blown away by how many people does not have what I call a sticky strategy. A sticky strategy means that whenever you go, wherever you go, whether you're sitting at a social event talking about your business, or whether you're attending a business breakfast meeting, or whether you're going to a business event, or even whether you're giving a little bit of a talk to people, wherever you go and wherever you talk about your business, you make sure that you take that room of people with you, meaning you make sure that they stick with you. Now, this is where the analogy of the honey comes in. So let's do a strange analogy. Let's say your entire body and business was drenched in honey. If that was the case, wherever you would have roamed, if we may, people would have stuck to you. And whenever people are sticking to you, it means those people eventually become leads and those people eventually turn into clients. So your business needs a sticky strategy. In the world of online marketing, they like to use the term these days of a call to action. But any person, any consultant, you really want to make sure that your business are always attracting hot leads and that those hot leads eventually get converted into clients, should have a sticky strategy or call to actions for their business. So what am I really talking about? Let's use the scenario of the business network meeting as well to go a little bit more into the sticky strategy that I'm talking about, or this call to action. So for example, you would not go to a business networking meeting without something that will ensure that whoever you tell about your business and whoever shows an interest and whoever you think you can come up with a solution with does not stick with you afterwards. So the more traditional way of doing this would have been to give out a business card. But a business card is boring these days. It just doesn't cut it anymore unless you really do something creative. So the business card is now changing into placement holders for books, or it's changing into scratch cards, or it's changing into all sorts of interesting ways to get people to remember you, but especially to make sure that there's a call to action. So you can still do the business card, but the type of call to actions that I'm going to share with you, or sticky strategies now, is more the type of things that will have a powerful effect in your consulting business. Let's start with the basic ones, you know? The basic thing you can do when you go to these networking meetings or events or whatever is to at least target the people that you believe either show an interest in what you're doing, or you believe you can solve a problem for them, or maybe you're just really getting along with them. You have similar values, and therefore you want to be doing something with them in future. Make sure that you leave that room with a meeting already set up. Don't leave that room with, oh, maybe we can do something in future. Message me or send me an email, whatever, and let's talk about it. You're creating a film between you and the person. You're creating excuses. So it's the perfect opportunity to get those meetings already during your networking event. Sit down with your diary, or if you run an online diary, make sure that that meeting is booked so that it takes place in future. This is the basic way of making sure that you have a sticky strategy or call to actions. A very popular call to action is to give free gifts at these events or networking meetings that you attend. Make sure that the free gift has a link to your website, and make sure that that link either captures an email address so that you can keep on emailing the person afterwards, obviously with their opt-in and consent. Or maybe it might be something like a corporate gift. You know, these days there's so many nice things you can give people. You can give them, a pen with a link to your email or a link to your website. You can give them this nice stress balls. You can give them all sorts of fun stuff. What I like about corporate gifts, even though a lot of people think they're dead, a corporate gift really breaks ice. So if you go to a business networking meeting and you're giving people a quirky gift that's nice and talks about the solution, it's a way for you to talk about what you do without going into the boring details. So for example, rather than saying, hi, I'm Landy Jack, I'm into business strategy for consultants, you rather say to them, you know, do you feel that all your time is wasted on doing the wrong things right? And do you find yourself as a consultant lying awake until the wee hours of the morning? Here's a stress ball, you know, punch this thing a little bit, get that stress out. We laugh, we make a few jokes, but you take that stress ball home. You take it home, and next time you're stressed and next time you're looking at it, you go, oh, you know, maybe I should visit the website on you and get my business strategy solved, or, you know, just get onto the highway to success by getting Lundy as a mentor, or whatever the case may be. So it's something fun that allow your person that you've met at your networking meeting to keep on going into action. It's a call to action. Think of ways how you can get people at these events to connect with you afterwards. Social media is great. You know, I like to go to these events and just get people there and then to send me an invite on Facebook, or I send them an invite on Facebook, or we connect on LinkedIn or Twitter. So that way, you don't have to do these things afterwards. You are already connected to these people before you leave a room. You add each other on Facebook. You can see into each other's lives. You get them to like maybe your business page. Make sure that happens before you leave the room. Social media is absolutely, absolutely great with it. Another way to do it is to obviously have a small sale. So you can already have small sales at a lower cost at these networking events. Sometimes it's as simple as a book. You sell your book and you sell it at a really low price. The idea is not with these entry-level sales to make money. The idea is to get them to stick to you and to stick into your business. And what's nice about an entry-level sale is that you can immediately pick who's willing to spend money. And also what you're actually giving them, if you sell them a book or something like a small course or audio material, whatever, you give them the opportunity already to trust you and to get to know you a little bit better as an expert. So think about a small entry sale that you can bring to your business networking meetings or events. You can always get a person's number at these events with software and technology like Twilio, which allows you now to send mass SMSs and texts to people. It's exceptionally valuable to get people's numbers. A way to do it is to exchange numbers on your phones so that you can later send them an SMS and get them to opt in into your number list, or to send them some reminders and get them to stick to you. You know, add some real value via text, which is these days 10 times more powerful than via email. You can do a competition. It's another call to action when you're at these events. Rather than talking about your business and solution and this is what I'm going to charge you and this is my products and services and this is what it costs, which is really boring for people these days, you know, you can always talk about, hey, you know, I'm here, I've met you all year for today for the first time. I have a competition. The one that can do this and this for the first time will get a gift. And the gift is really something of value. It's something that they can take home and that will remind them of you. Or you can tell them about an upcoming competition and get them to opt in with their emails in order to be part of this competition in future. These are all creative ways to make sure that when you enter that room, you're not only grabbing people's attention, but that you exit that room with a meeting or an email or a phone number or something in their hands that remind them of you. One of the most powerful ways these days, especially in the consulting industry, to get people to stick to you in your business is to have some sort of diagnostic or checklist. It would not make sense to me, and I call it your kit. It's kitting you for these meetings. It's making sure that you move into these meetings with armor and that you're armored for sales and you're armored for growth and success, and that these people all stick to you before you leave the room. And a checklist and a diagnostic is fantastic because it does not only establish you in some way as an expert by means of the type of questions you ask, but you immediately add value to the people at the networking meeting or event by showing them the gaps in their business or in their life. So you get them to complete a questionnaire or do a checklist. You may give them a handout or send them to a link online. But this diagnostic or assessment or checklist really show them already. It already gives them value. And then obviously you have your contact details at the bottom of that checklist to make sure that you can follow up with them and talk to them about these gaps that they're having in their business or life, depending on the consulting service. And then if you want to take it even one step up, mobile apps is absolutely exploding. So if you can get people to download your business's mobile app, it's a very, very powerful, sticky strategy as well. Or you can combine things. For instance, you take your diagnostic and you put that into a mobile application, or you take a competition and put it into a mobile application, or you put your free gifts into a mobile application. And that way you make sure that people stick around you. So start seeing yourself as honey. Imagine you're a honeypot every single time you walk into a room full of people, and that honey will eventually turn into money. Talk to you soon. Bye. Oh, and wait, before we go, I of course have a free gift for you. A lot of the content that I'll be sharing with you on these podcasts and episodes is based on the Prosperity Code for Independent Consultants, a book that I've recently written based on all my travels and information that I've collected to make your life as a consultant much easier. Please go and grab your free copy at www.myfreebook1, that's the number one.com. www.myfreebook1, that's the number one.com. Talk to you soon. Bye.
The podcast for any consultant. Attract, convert, and retain clients with Lundy Jack.